Faith Middleton, and this show is about the richness of life. We're going to talk about great things to see and do. And we thank you first for listening in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. How fun is this? Here is a great way to extend your vacation. Go to any or all of the events, festivals, concerts, and lectures across our region. Train rides, fairs, events centered around food, talks by experts, art shows, indoor and outdoor theater. We're going to give you ideas in this hour, and you're invited to tell us about great stuff to do this summer. If you're in need of inspiration, you're in the right place. 203-776-9677, or the easy way, 203-776-WNPR. To start you off, if you're in Stamford or want to take a drive, it might be worth it. In Stamford downtown, they have this thing called Alive at 5, Outdoor Summer Concert Series. This is on Thursday nights in Columbus Park. And these are free concerts. This year's lineup features the Beach Boys, Bare Naked Ladies, among others. Okay, here's one in the town of Bridgeport at their Seaside Park. They have what they call Gathering of the Vibes Music Festival. It is an annual music arts camping fest. It's in its 19th year, and this year they're bringing in John Fogerty, Rodrigo and Gabriella, Ziggy Marley, and many others. So check that out at Bridgeport Seaside Park. For jazz fans, Litchfield, as you might know, is quite a scene when they do the Litchfield Jazz Festival in August. That's just around the corner. And we're going to tell you later on about some of the acts for that. And I think this is pretty interesting. In Hartford, they have the Riverfront Dragon Boat and Asian Festival. And you can watch more than 70 dragon boat teams competing this year. This is free. And then there's all kinds of Asian entertainment events, from martial arts demonstrations, table tennis tournaments. There's food. So that's also in August, the Riverfront Dragon Boat and Asian Festival in Hartford. I love that they do that. If you are a tennis fan, or you've always wanted to see tennis with real pros playing, do not miss the Yale Open. Okay, this is the New Haven Open at Yale University's tennis facility. And we're talking about tournament-level play. It is a very intimate venue, meaning you can see the action. You're not, you know, this isn't a nosebleed kind of situation. And coming in to play with one, two, three, four, among the five top players, we've got Caroline Wozniacki coming in. Of course, she represents Denmark. And what play to see. And that is in July. So check that out. That's in New Haven. Of course, in the city of New Haven, a zillion things to do. So you can know that you're going to that in the day or the evening, and then do a lot of things, you know, on the opposite side of the day. There are so many museums and art events and everything else in the city of New Haven. We'll get to a lot of that, too. In Guilford, Connecticut, in July, there is the Big Craft Expo. Big tents are put up. The green in the center of Guilford draws craftspeople from around the country. This is a carefully juried show. There's food at this event. And if you're into seeing fine crafts, check it out. It's really a lot of fun. And so that's that. We invite you to tell us what you are interested in, maybe what you do every single year, or if you're going to try something new this year, or you're a part of an organization putting something on, call and tell us. 203-776-WNPR. Okay, we did tennis. We did. Let's go to some of the food festivals that we have in our region. The Milford Oyster Festival in August. It is now in its 40th year. I cannot believe that. Arts, crafts, harbor activities, a classic car show, but of course the main attraction, the oysters. There's a festival like this also in Norwalk, and so we leave it to you to decide. Maybe you go to everything if you're an oyster fan. If you're a beach lover, one of the beaches that we love, because this is old school, Ocean Beach Park in New London. National Geographic rates this one of the best beaches in the country. There is a boardwalk to walk. I love that. There are these old-fashioned rides. You can swim in an Olympic-sized pool. They now have miniature golf. There's a food court, ice cream stands. It is just a lot of fun there. And I call New London one of our cities with the most potential. When I walk through New London, and especially all around that harbor area, and I see things there, and I just think, oh, make me governor for a week, because I would love to boost New London. This talk about a place with potential. Right next door, we have Mystic. That is a gorgeous, gorgeous place to see. There is something about the light in Mystic, Connecticut that is unbeatable. Not like the light, I mean, coming from the sky with the water. Something about where that downtown and that harbor is situated that is so magnificent in terms of light. I have never seen anything like it. Tons of things to do. Gorgeous, gorgeous scenery. So you can also visit Mystic. Sue, welcome to the show on Great Things to See and Do in Connecticut. Go ahead, Sue.
Oh, hi. Thanks.
Hi. Sure.
I'm an artist at the Farmington Valley Arts Center, and in July and August, another artist from the center and I are having a two-woman show at the Dresner Gallery at the center, which is in Avon.
Okay.
And there's going to be an opening reception July 17th from 5 to 7:30.
What kind of art are you doing?
Well, I named the show Words and Birds because my friend Deborah Velasquez does word art, big calligraphic word art.
Mm.
And I've been doing a series of oil paintings of all types of birds, roosters and shorebirds and crows, and
because
I like to get into the patterns and textures of the birds.
Oh, that sounds fun. Good for you.
So,
we're trying to get
a lot of interest in people coming back to the center. It's a beautiful, beautiful place in Avon.
Yes, it is.
And Route 44.
Sue, can I tell you about something? Tomorrow, we are having a call-in show inviting artists to call us from their studios to tell us exactly what they're working on. And so I know that might be of interest to a lot of your artist friends. So spread the word for us, okay?
That's fantastic. That's tomorrow?
Yeah, that's on tomorrow's show.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good to hear from you. Okay, bye-bye. If you're into tubing, if you're into kayaking, check it out. The Farmington River, what a place to tube. If you're a kayaker, you have got to try the Thimble Islands. It is amazing, amazing kayaking there. It's just gorgeous. About 300 to 500 Thimble Islands offshore, and so you can kayak around some of those. And as we mentioned on the show last week, they're even taping a reality show on Belden Island. You can see information about that on our website. 203-776-9677. If you're interested in the work of Katharine Hepburn, as I am, one of the fun things for me to do is to see a lot of the films that she has appeared in. And the Connecticut Historical Society in Hartford has a Katharine Hepburn costume exhibit. And this is featuring the wardrobe from a lot of her films. So really fun to see. If you're into summer theater, we encourage you to check out the Goodspeed Opera House and so many other theaters in Connecticut. Everybody's got something going on. But I mentioned the Goodspeed because they usually do a few classics in the summer. So this summer, the main attraction is Fiddler on the Roof. Wanted to tell you that the Warner Theater, which is a gorgeous historic theater in Torrington, Connecticut, they are doing Peter Pan at the Warner in July, at the end of July, and moving into August a little bit. If you're looking for adventure, the Ballard Institute and Museum of Puppetry, this is kind of a new venue in Storrs, Connecticut, the Ballard Institute and Museum of Puppetry. This features more than 3,000 puppets, and they have these puppet workshops on Saturday summer mornings, and so check that out. Michelle, glad you called, 203-776-WNPR. Things to see and do on our show. Go ahead, Michelle.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I haven't heard you mention theater yet. So in New Britain, there will be a production of Chicago, August 22nd through September 7th.
Where?
It's at the New Britain Rep. It's now called the Connecticut Theater Company, I guess. And actually, I'll be in it.
Okay, so, good for you. Okay, and you're doing Chicago. Thank you. Thank you so much. And, of course, you can Google them online to find out exactly what they're doing. In Norfolk, Connecticut, Infinity Music Hall and Bistro, they have Mary Chapin Carpenter coming in on July 13th. And Toad's Place in New Haven, that is the venue for indie groups, Say Anything, on July 1st. So that is coming right up. Charles, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Charles. Go ahead. We're doing, as you know, fun, great things to see and do. Go ahead.
Yes, ours is the 23rd Greater Hartford Festival of Jazz, which is in Bushnell Park, downtown Hartford. And it's July 18th through the 20th. And we open up on Friday with Manuel Vera, and he's a Latin artist, Grammy nominee, and we're looking forward to him. And then we close on Friday with David Sanborn, 9-time Grammy Award-winning artist.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to that. And then we come back on Saturday, and we start roughly at 4:30. We have a local, Dave Davis, great horn player, sax player. Looking forward to that. And then we have another Latin orchestra, so they bring in 12 pieces and some dancers.
And you can bring food, right? You can bring food and picnic, Charles, right?
Yes, you can.
Great.
Yes. It's an amazing thing because it's family-orientated, and we tend to get a lot of families out, and it's become a destination festival.
Yeah.
So people are coming.
I love it. I love that. Thank you so much, Charles. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Great things to see and do. Here on the Faith Middleton Show, we invite you to tell us about some of your favorites or things that you want everybody to know about. 203-776-WNPR. We take a quick break and then more to tell you about. Some great things at Mystic Seaport and more tennis at Yale to tell you about. Some guys coming back for an all-star thing. So stay with us. I'm Faith Middleton. Thanks for joining us. This is fun to tell you about great things to see and do all over our region. And we invite you to do the same, 203-776-WNPR. If you go to our website right now, you will see something. This is very much connected to great things to see and do. The Food Schmooze is proposing what we're calling Ice Cream Sundays. And so if you go to foodschmooze.org right now, you will see what we mean by Ice Cream Sundays. That's posted right now at foodschmooze.org. Okay. We want to let you know about the Philip Johnson Glass House. This is in New Canaan. You can go online to philipjohnsonglasshouse.org. This is something to see. This is not an ordinary museum. It is, of course, his gorgeous, gorgeous glass home constructed in New Canaan. With many, many outbuildings, you can walk through and see what's in there. It's just an amazing experience walking around those grounds. I very much encourage you to do that. And of course, that's in New Canaan. If you're museum hunting, I would say go to Ridgefield to check out the Aldrich Contemporary Art Museum. It's one of Connecticut's best. Really, really terrific. And in Fairfield, Connecticut, visit the Audubon Center and the Larson Sanctuary. This is in Fairfield. You can go online. The State Audubon Center is there. You can see birds, learn all about them, participate in their activities and talks. It's an amazing place. So the Audubon Center at Fairfield and the Larson Sanctuary. 203-776-WNPR. Carol, what do you have to tell us about?
Hi, Faith. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Jumping ahead a little bit to the fall, but on October 4th at Walnut Beach, we have an event called Pumpkins on the Pier, and this is our fourth year doing it. It's a family-friendly event. We try to make it very cost-effective for a family of four to come and have, you know, lunch or dinner for, you know, less than $20.
Okay.
And many food trucks and games for the kids. And
good.
We have horse rides. Well, and sell pumpkins. You can buy a huge pumpkin for a mere like $10 or $12.
Carol, no, I'm so glad to know about this, and we've told everybody, but one of the things we're doing is focusing on summer right now, and so I certainly don't, I think, you know, you were clever to call in and promote the pumpkin season, but let me ask you something. In the summer, is there a thing that you do, you know, kind of without fail? Is there a special beach where you don't feel like it's summer if you haven't gone? Is there a fair or a festival that you go to, Carol?
I live in Milford, and I usually don't go to the Oyster Festival just because it gets so crowded and I don't eat oysters. But I know it's a big event. But I'm very involved with the Boys and Girls Club of Milford, and the Pumpkins on the Pier is actually a fundraiser. All the proceeds that we make go to the Boys and Girls Club, so that's really a big thing for me. I live near the water, and I love the beach. I'm not really a fair hopper. I used to go to every craft fair in the state of Connecticut for years. And
okay.
Getting old to hop around and do that. But
all right, yeah, Carol, thanks so much for calling in, and good luck with the pumpkin thing.
Listen, thank you so much. Take care.
You're welcome. You too. Music Mountain Summer Music Festival in Falls Village, Connecticut. You can go to Music Mountain online. It is considered one of the best in the country. People from all over the East Coast come to see the performers at Music Mountain. People picnic there, bring everything they can. Cynthia, welcome to our show on Great Things to See and Do this summer. Go ahead, Cynthia.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Cynthia from East Haddam. I'm calling to let people know about our Music on the River concert series on Monday nights on the green between the Gelston House and the Goodspeed Opera House.
Oh, fun.
Yes, and this year we have a great lineup starting with B. Willie Smith on July 7th. We have Tom Rush coming. We have New Riders of the Purple Sage, and we also have Poor Old Shine, as well as a local band and the Coast Guard Academy.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, we have a great lineup. It's Monday evening, starting at 6:30.
In East Haddam.
Goodspeed is closed for Monday night, so the Music on the River takes over.
Great, Cynthia. Thank you. Thank you so much. Glad you called. Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Shoreline Trolley Museum, it's in East Haven, and, you know, it is really kind of fun to take the kids to see what people used to travel around in and still do in places like San Francisco. Davina, Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I love your show so much. Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much for taking my call. Quickly, more on theater. This summer and for the past six summers, Artful Living Connecticut does a community theater production. And what's cool about it is everybody from 8 to 98 can be involved. And we're doing Your Good Man, Charlie Brown, this year. I'm helping to direct it. And this show involves three sets, if you can believe it, of Charlie Brown's and Patty's and Sally's and Lucy's.
Fine.
So a young set and a middle set and like 40, 50-year-old. And a live band, air-conditioned theater. It's in Killingworth on Route 81 in the middle school.
Great. Thank you so much, Davina.
First two weekends in August. Okay?
Great. Good luck with that.
Thanks
good luck
so
with
much,
that. Babe. I hope you get
Bye.
A lot of people. All right. 203-776-9677. If you are coming to New Haven, it is endless. Our studios are located in New Haven. It is endless, the number of things to see and do, of course. But I must mention the Yale Center for British Art and the Yale University Art Galleries. They are amazing. Enormous expansion at the Yale University Art Gallery. It is now endless. It's huge. It's gorgeous. The work is amazing to see. I can't say enough about it. So check it out. A zillion places to eat. There are concerts on the green. It's just an amazing place to have fun. And of course, theaters around New Haven, Long Wharf Theater, the Yale Cabaret, Yale Rep. Tons and tons of things to do. Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Hey there. Go ahead. What do you have?
Well, it wouldn't be summer at our house if we didn't go five evenings a year, five Wednesdays that we look forward to at the Sunken Garden Poetry Festival in Farmington at Halsted Museum.
Yeah.
And when I try to drag my friends there, everybody says, oh, no, poetry. That's terrifying. It's scary. I hated it in seventh grade, and I'll continue to hate it. And when I can just grab someone and get them to come with us, and we sit in an amazing historic garden on a beautiful summer evening, and sometimes it's raining and we're under a tent, but, you know, that's taken care of as well. And we bring a picnic, and we bring a bottle of wine, or we buy food there and buy wine or beer there. And it's a magical, magical evening. And it's one of the things to us that if you go, you sometimes respond to the poet, and then maybe you're incredibly inspired, and sometimes you say, I have no idea what he was talking about or she was talking about, but it's something that expands your mind a little, but you hopefully you can be outside. You could nap on the grass if you wanted to and even ignore it, but they have music, and honestly, it's an internationally renowned festival that happens to be in our backyards, and people will say, and this is the 21st season. And so people sometimes just forget it's there, or they sometimes say, I've been meaning to do that for 20 years. Well, I am saying this is the year to do it because it is just an amazing, amazing
Cynthia,
experience.
I join you in saying this is one of the great things to do in Connecticut.
It is
so beautiful. And amazingly, this point about even being new to poetry or thinking you don't like it, thousands of people go. And these thousands are not just like all the poetry lovers in Connecticut.
Not at all.
It's just a gorgeous experience.
We don't keep up with it, but we never miss an evening.
Oh, that's so great. Thank you.
There are three evenings left, and they are July 7th and August and 25th and August 6th.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
If you've been thinking of it, please tell them to come.
Sunken Garden. You're welcome, Cynthia.
Bye-bye.
203-776-WNPR. So I mentioned this Men's Legends event. This is at the Yale Open at the Yale Tennis Center in New Haven. And here's what they're doing. This is something they haven't really done before. They're bringing in a men's champion, James Blake. He won the New Haven Open a couple of times. He was the champion. Also was one of the top five ranked players in the world. So James Blake is coming back, and he's going to play two former number one ranked players. He's gonna have matches in August against Jim Courier and Andy Roddick. So that is going to be really kind of fun to see. These are both going to be played at 7 o'clock on August 20th and August 21st. So we wanted to let you know about that. We are, as you can tell, what fun, talking about great things to see and do around our broadcast area. Too many to mention, but we're trying to get at some of the highlights. Here's one for you. Pinchbeck Rose Farm is a choice because they're in Guilford, Connecticut, and it is one of the largest greenhouses in the country, believe it or not. You can get quite a deal on these roses. And it's 1,200 feet long, 81 feet wide. It's an iron-framed structure. They produce 3 million blooms a year. Even in the winter, this is heated with steam boilers. It's really quite something. But one of the best things about this place is that they run a program called Roses for Autism. You can look that up online, Roses for Autism. This is a great nonprofit organization, and they ship and deliver fresh roses, lilies, and gifts across America. And, of course, funds going to research in autism. So wanted to let you know about that. I'm having fun seeing beautiful flowers and doing good things all at the same time. June, Faith Middleton, welcome to our show on great things to see and do in the region. Go ahead, June.
Hi. I would like to talk about the Tucker Dolge Memorial Golf Tournament on September 14th at the Willowbrook Golf Course in South Windsor, which benefits the Tri-Town Homeless Shelter in Vernon, Connecticut. It's a $90 for 18 holes, a cart, and a picnic dinner.
And anybody can play?
Anybody can play. And the fun thing is it's named for a former board member who died about 3 years ago, and he hated golf. And he would absolutely love it that we have named this tournament for him.
That's so funny.
He did support the shelter.
Great. Thank you so
much.
Can
I give you a phone number?
It's just because people are not sitting down with pens in their hands to write down a phone number, but tell us the name once more so that people can look it up.
It supports the Tri-Town Shelter in Vernon, Connecticut.
Thank you very much.
And we have a website.
Very good. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Good luck. Hope you make tons of money and get lots of support. Connecticut River Museum in Essex is a great place to visit. A couple times with Phil Donahue, I've co-chaired the Eagle Festival there with the Connecticut Audubon Society. And a lot of part of the event has been at the Connecticut River Museum. And I love wandering around that place and wandering around Essex and exploring a beautiful, beautiful classic New England town. And just down the road, the Essex steam train, that is really fun. You can even eat dinner on the steam train. Really, really a great thing to do. Jennifer, Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Jennifer. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. The places that I would like to suggest piggybacking on East Tatum, they have a wonderful little farm there that's free to go through, but they appreciate donations, called the Ray of Light Farms. And what they are is an animal and horse rescue. They have tortoises. They've got a Z-Dog, which is a zebra-donkey hybrid, guinea pigs, llamas, just a variety of different farm animals. So it's a great little excursion for the kids. And it's also close to Gillette Castle State Park, which is another phenomenal thing to tour, as well as the ferry that goes across the river is really close by, too.
See, you've done a great little set of things to do. And I have to tell you, I am so glad you called about that, the rescue work that they do. I think that is so important. I love that they do what they do. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
All right. Glad you called. Take care. All right, you too. Bye-bye. Hey, if you're into a fife and drum corps, and especially around the 4th of July, you'll see them performing at all kinds of parades. That's, you know, and it is fantastic. But a thing that if you're into the drama of that, wow, you can't imagine what it's like to go to the big muster. This is, it's called the Deep River Fife and Drum Muster. It's in Ivorington, Connecticut. It's always on the third Saturday in July. It is the largest of its kind in the world. So you can you imagine that? And they parade up and down Main Street in Deep River. And then they go over to Devitt Field. And they're big performances, you know, corps after corps after corps. It is an amazing thing to see and hear. So check that out, the Deep River Fife and Drum Muster. Kathy, welcome to the show on great things to see and do in our region.
Hi, Faith. Hi, I love your show. I listen to it all the time.
Okay, thank you, Kathy.
I'm calling because the Wallingford town sponsors, the senior center sponsors the Wallingford Gardeners Market from this coming, the weekend of July 12th all the way into September, every Saturday morning from 9 in the morning until 12, right near the railroad station on the green in Wallingford. Free admission, and it's crafters, and all of our local farmers come and bring their wonderful vegetables and fruits to sell.
Good.
And it's quite a great time for everybody to come.
And Kathy, can I piggyback on that and say that the farmers markets, and they are booming right now. They're all over our region. And so I wanted to say, you know, I hope you get tons of people at yours. I know for a fact that people are so excited about the farmers markets now. So thank you so much for
calling. You're very welcome. And this is also a lot of crafters as well. So it's,
oh, good.
It's quite a diversity, but we have the farmers and we have the crafters.
Good. Thank you, Kathy. Very glad you called.
Event. And it's free.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. 203-776-9677. We're going to take a quick break, and then we have drive-in theaters to tell you about here in our region. We have, you know, up at our website, foodschmooze.org, our recommendation, something, a club we're starting called Food Schmooze Ice Cream Sundays. So you can check that out at foodschmooze.org, and we'll be right back. I'm Faith Middleton. Thanks so much to our producers, Lori Mack and Jonathan McNichol. We just got a tweet saying, check out our free Shakespeare in the Park featuring Pericles this summer in New Haven at Edgerton Park. They're doing, and they do this every summer. It's great to see free Shakespeare in the Park at Edgerton in New Haven, Pericles, this summer. And that person tweeted, Faith WNPR, FAITHWNPR. If you go to our foodschmooze.org website right now, you will see our ice cream Sundays project. It's a club we're asking you to join. And one of the things I mentioned in that is that I have been able to have on a couple weekends my some of my favorite gelato at a place called Delatte in downtown Greenport. It's up there with the best gelato in Italy, I think. This is a guy using products from local farms. It's all homemade. He actually spends quite a fortune on this. He wants to feel really proud of it, and he uses local honey to make the most amazing honey yogurt. Tangy with that, you know, wisp of sweetness running through it. Local berries to make a raspberry gelato and raspberry yogurt, multiple fruits. It is really amazing. Delatte in downtown Greenport. So if you're passing through, you've got to check this out. But go to foodschmooze.org right now for lots and lots of recipes, but also to see our, sorry about the allergy voice, to see our Food Schmooze Sunday project. Okay, ice cream sundaes. Pam, Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. My family loves listening to you, and we just had to call in and say,
thanks.
Abbott, you're welcome. Abbott's in Noank, Connecticut has the best lobster, and we always take out-of-town guests there, and they get such a kick out of it. And right on the water, and Noank is a really fun, sort of undiscovered town. Everybody goes to Mystic. It's totally crowded in the summers, and you can go and get good ice cream right there in Noank. And then just to piggyback on what you were saying about New Canaan, I used to live there, and I got married at the Waveney House, and that is a beautiful estate. And if you get a chance looking at the glass house, go to the Waveney House and go for a walk, and they have a wonderful, I don't know if it's open to residents, but they have a wonderful 4th of July celebration with the town band and the gazebo. And my 8-year-old is whispering to me right now, please mention to you Abby Dabby Ice Cream in West Hartford, Connecticut. It's absolutely delicious. And in Kent Falls. And she just whispered, Kent Falls.
Oh,
we like to go there and the covered bridge. So that's, I just crammed that all in. And,
so do you walk up the falls?
It's, well, I heard from a friend that they don't allow any more swimming, but we went there last summer. And you can go right in the water, and so I'm not.
No, sure I mean, do you take the walk up the trail next to the falls?
Absolutely, yeah. And they have little observation decks, and it's just and it's a great photo op. And,
ask your daughter what's her favorite ice cream at Abby Dabby.
Oh, sure, Allison, what's your favorite ice cream at Abby Dabby's? No, not Anna Bananas in Kent. Abby Dabby's in West Hartford Center. What's your favorite flavor? Birthday cake. That's her favorite flavor. And Moose Tracks.
Great. Perfect. Tell her thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye. If you're into that old school experience of drive-in movies, we have drive-in movie theaters in Mansfield, in Southington, and Litchfield, Connecticut. And it is a lot of fun. And what you'll see is that they tend to specialize, you know, like one shows old movies, you know, the classics. Another one does, you know, scary stuff and on it goes. So check that out. The Mansfield, Southington, and Litchfield. Those are the ones that I know of so far. 203-776-WNPR. Liz, welcome to the show.
Hi, Faith. Thank you for having me on.
Sure. Glad to have you on. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I wanted to let you guys know about a great cause that's happening, a tee-off with women to end domestic violence, and it's a golf tournament being held July 30th at Indian Hills Country Club in Newington. It starts at 10:30 to noon. It's registration for some photos, driving range open.
And anybody can play?
Anybody can play, but it's only open for women golfers.
Okay, so great.
So, and if they're interested in joining, if they want to even sponsor, they can call Nancy Shapiro at Community Renewal Team, and her number is 860-560-5471.
Okay, thanks, and good luck with that.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. I think it is absolutely amazing to see submarines. I really do. And the USS Nautilus Submarine Force Museum is located in Groton. And it's right off the highway. You can see the very first nuclear-powered sub in the world. It's the same sub that was the first one to reach the North Pole. It is really something. And so that is a really fun thing to do. And, of course, all around Groton, there are a zillion things to do. 203-776-WNPR. We are celebrating great things to see and do and inviting you to give us your recommendations. Katie, go ahead.
Hi, Faith. I'm calling about an exciting new event that is going to be hosted in Hartford. It's Grit and Wit, Not Your Typical Obstacle Course, and it's 3 miles of mental challenges, mind puzzles, and physical obstacles. We're a Connecticut company, and in addition to bringing this new event, we're hoping to highlight some local assets. The event will be held at Keeney Park on August 23rd. As well as some local vendors. So it should be a really great time. And proceeds benefit the Friends of Jacqueline Foundation, which improves the lives of children and families battling pediatric brain tumors and pairs them with local college and high school athletic teams.
Oh, that's great. Okay, well, good luck with it.
Thank you.
All right, good to hear from you.
Thanks, Beth.
Thanks, bye-bye. Let's see, Mystic Seaport. I mean, you could spend the entire day there. You've got 500 historic vessels and exhibits there, one of the largest collections of marine photography in the United States. There's this 19th century sea village. You can get on the historic boats and cruise around the Mystic River. That is so fun. It is now is the prime season for this. There's a planetarium on Friday nights, and they're doing exploring the Earth and the universe all summer long. And I just think that is over in Mystic. So that's the Terwargie Planetarium, 6-part summer evening series. So you can go to the seaport and then at night do the planetarium thing. How much fun is that? Great places to eat all around there. Sharon, hi, Faith Middleton. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. I would just like to mention the third weekend of August, the third weekend of August, there is a wigwam festival in Uncasville, Connecticut, at Fort Shantock. And it's a Native American festival the Mohegan tribe puts it on. And you have dancing and vendors and Native American food, and it's a really good time.
Hey, that sounds like fun. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. We talked about rafting, tubing, Housatonic River, Litchfield Hills. Amazing. There is even a company there in West Cornwall that will drive you upriver with your raft, and then they'll pick you up again once you've floated the 10 miles. I think that is really pretty amazing. Of course, you can do the 2.5-mile course on the Farmington River, so that's great. I wanted to tell you who is coming to the Litchfield Jazz Festival. We'll get to that in just a second. First, we have Rick on the line. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Faith, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Love the show.
Thanks.
I want to tell you about a couple of great events in Old Saybrook that are coming up the 26th and the 27th of July. 26th, 27th, the Arts and Crafts Festival on the Green, which grows, seems like every year it grows a little bit. And also, right down the street, there's going to be a lobster and steak big at our church, at the First Church of Christ in Old Saybrook. And that's going to be on our green. But that's also a great event. The proceeds go to benefit the church. And it's a fantastic meal with filet mignon and pounded quarter lobsters.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you so much. Glad you called.
Okay, thank you.
Lobster and steak. That's kind of fun. So Litchfield has quite the jazz festival. And, you know, there's a great one in Hartford. We heard about that. In Litchfield, here's the lineup. They're bringing in, and this is in August, and they're bringing in Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, the Cyrus Chestnut Trio, Carmen Staff Sextet, the Claudio Roditi Brazilian Jazz Sextet, Curtis Fuller, Anthony Strong, the Gospel According to Jazz with Kirk Whalum. How about that? The Litchfield Jazz Orchestra, and it's their Django Reinhardt project. Mario Pavone, Street Songs, that's the accordion project. Jimmy Green Quartet, Mike Stern Band, Jane Bunnett. Pretty fun. Check that out. You can go online to see what they're doing. That's the Litchfield Jazz Festival and Jazz Camp. They do that too. Okay, what do we got? Chris, what are you recommending? Faith Middleton. Hi, Chris.
Hi. Well, if you like rock and rolls and blues but don't want to stay out late and want to start early, at 7:30 is a place in Litchfield called the Saltwater Grill that has live music on Thursday night starting at 7:30, and they're going to have a good band there, I know, on this Thursday night. So it's not a big deal, but, you know, if you're looking for a casual early evening of rock and blues, it's, you know, something different.
Well, that's just fun. Yeah,
I think it's a lot of fun. And they have good seafood, too. So.
Yeah, good. Thanks so much for letting us know.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye. I mean, what happens is, I think Chris is getting at something. There are people who come here from other places on vacation. There are those in the region who say, I'm going to vacation around here because why go anywhere? What a beautiful place to be. You might live in a particular town, and here it is the summer, and often we wait for the weekends, but in the summer there's some kind of feeling, there's a spirit you get, the weather is so congenial, you just think, let's go do something, let's hang out with a bunch of people, what should we do? And so he's talking about Saltwater Grill. You can just wander over there. If you're a visitor here, or if you're a local, you just wander over, see some music. Have a soda, have a beer, whatever you want to do. Kind of fun, really, really fun. So, Mary Ellen, welcome to the show. What are you recommending?
Yes, hi, Faith. I'm just calling from Ledyard, and I wanted to let you know about a new Ledyard family restaurant and buffet, and they're located on Colonel Ledyard Highway.
You're letting us know about a restaurant?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks, Mary Ellen.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye. So here we go. This, we have, I'm just looking at my list here. And I was trying to remember to do this. I made a note. I thought, what am I saying? Woodbury, Connecticut. In Woodbury, you will find the Glebe House, and you can see the Gertrude Jekyll Garden. This is one of the great gardens to see. The Gertrude Jekyll Garden in Woodbury and the Glebe House. And if you're traveling down Route 6 through there and you're in Woodbury, I encourage you, if you like to see modernist design from the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, and from all over the world, you have got to stop in at George Champion's antique store, you would call it. You know, this is modernist stuff. You'll see all kinds of classic antique places up and down Route 6. I mean, they're famous all over the United States. People come to see them. But for modernist fans, and I am one of them, oh my goodness, I thought my head was going to like fall off my shoulders. My mind was so blown by the stuff that is in George Champion's place. It's right there. It's this beautiful, charming, small white building, and then a house next door. He's expanded it. It's like going to a museum. Yes, you can buy the stuff, but wow. So the Gertrude Jekyll Garden and the Glebe House in Woodbury, and then check out Champions and all the other antique places on Antique Row. Lots of places to eat all around there. Beautiful, beautiful countryside there, all around Woodbury. Marty, Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Hi, Faith. Hi, I'm Marty. Also from New Canaan, and I wanted to mention the Glass House is not only special to visit all the time, but this summer it's shrouded in fog. A Japanese artist has created an installation covering the glass house in fog once an hour. And,
wow.
And New Canaan is now an outdoor destination. Probably a dozen restaurants have outdoor seating. And every weekend, the citizens of New Canaan close the top of South Avenue next to Elm Street and create a pop-up park. And sometimes have music, and people bring their picnics to dine. And then there are free concerts at the Waveney Estate that was mentioned.
Whoa,
on Wednesday evenings.
Isn't this just a happening thing? Wow, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Glad you called. Oh, I'd love to see what that Japanese artist is doing at the Philip Johnson House on the hour.
On the hour. It's incredible.
You know, that's such a naughty thing to do, fog around the Philip Johnson House.
But it was one of Philip's favorite experiences while living in the house.
Oh, is that right?
He absolutely adored the fog rolling in and rolling out.
Oh, beautiful. Now, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Listen, if you're around Fairfield County, because that's what we're just talking about, and you're in New Canaan, which seems to be doing really interesting things, I hope also that if you stop into Newtown, they have Ferris Acres Creamery there. And this is one of Fairfield County's last remaining... in fact, it is. I think it's Fairfield County's last remaining dairy farm. And they make quite the peach ice cream there. And that could be part of your trip, because if you go to foodschmooze.org right now, you will see this new club idea, this new thing we want to start. And we're calling it Ice Cream Sundays. This is a new Food Schmooze sponsored thing. Go to foodschmooze.org right now, and tons of recipes and wine recommendations, places to go, that kind of thing. Okay, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us and letting us know about your favorite places to go, making recommendations. You know, quite a number of these were benefits, and they're just really fun things to do. So that's always nice. Thanks for pitching in. We'll do this again this summer because it's just so much fun. And what a wealth of activities we have going on around here. Thanks for being with us. As always, this show is about the richness of life. In New Haven, I'm Faith Middleton.